Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Even when times get rough and you've had enough, still got to try. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back with our anthem. They didn't know it at the time, but they were singing the small business anthem, as far as I'm concerned. Even though times get tough, oftentimes you'll feel like you've had enough, you still got to try. I know you do that, small business owners. I know who you are. I know what you do. I know how, against all odds, you are all in. And that's what makes you my heroes. It's what makes you the heroes of a lot of people. That's what puts you on the top of the list. Underneath our men and women in uniform, number two in the most admired people on the planet are small business owners. How do you feel about that, small business owners? So when you look in the mirror in the morning and you wonder if whatever you're doing, does it matter? Does it mean anything? Why am I doing this? It's because what you do matters. It matters to your family. It matters to your employees. It matters to your customers. It matters to your community. It matters to this world, because whatever's good for small business is good for the world. I believe that with all my heart. And you make that happen. You make that a reality, small business owners. And that's the reason why I do what I do. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to my show. Been doing this now for 21 and a half years. Whatever you need, whatever I can do to help you, that's my life's work, and it's because I'm so proud of you, and I just admire the heck out of what you do, and as I said, the world does too. So good for you, good on you, keep up the good work. You know, we've been talking about blockchain, and I just wrapped up the third segment of discussing blockchain over the last 3 weeks. And I just want to encourage you to just get started learning. Go back and go back and listen to my segments, the archives. Go find the three articles I wrote on this topic. You can find them easy on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just type in blockchain. All three of them will come up there. Go to the first one and read through to the third one. Or you can find them on Biz Journals. You can find them on Forbes. They're all there. And read those articles. I really believe they're the simplest explanation of how blockchain works and how you'll be involved with it for small business. I'm just trying to help you get started with this process of your journey of understanding. Think of it as a journey of understanding of blockchain. And remember, I didn't say anything about cryptocurrency. Blockchain is its own entity. Cryptocurrency is not its own entity. It can't exist without blockchain. But blockchain can exist without cryptocurrency. And so the efficiencies, the economically efficient and time efficient of blockchain, of the smart contracts, the automation of it, the automation of business. We talk about artificial intelligence automating everything. Well, smart contracts are going to automate a whole lot of business functions. And so when people start getting this, it's going to catch on. And I'm trying to help you make sure that you're not too far behind, because as I pointed out earlier today, You can't come up to speed. You can't get up to speed on blockchain overnight. Literally, in my opinion, if you start right now, you'll have a pretty good grasp of it and maybe be high functioning in a year. It could take that long. It doesn't have to, but I'm just saying, if you weave it into everything else, you try to read as much as you can. And I know, and I will tell you, in the beginning, trying to understand blockchain will be maddening. It might even make you mad. I remember my first reading of blockchain years ago. my first response was to be mad. It made me mad. Who are these people? This, what's this distributed network? I never heard of that, some network like that. Who are these people? Where did they come from? How did they get paid? Why do they care about me? Why should I care about them? I didn't like it. I didn't. It was so, so foreign to anything in my world that it just anchored me. And when I've tried to explain this to individuals or to small groups, I've done more than one speech on blockchain, but I've also talked to small groups about this, and people get mad at me. They do, and I've asked other blockchain explainers, you know, and the experts, you know, how do people respond to you when you tell them about blockchain? They've told me, well, they get mad at me sometimes. But this is, the point is, this is not like anything else you've ever had to internalize, anything else you've had to understand. Last week, I think I said, this isn't like learning Spanish or Greek. This is like learning Klingon. So get started, because you're not going to have an option. The day is going to come when, if you're not prepared to do business with some blockchain application, you won't be able to do business you won't be able to do that business. You'll miss that business. You won't be able to bid on a contract. You won't be able to get a sale from a customer if you can't be prepared to do it on blockchain. So get started. And hopefully I've helped you a little bit. Go back and reread what I've already said and listen to what I've already said. I think it'll help you. And, of course, I got suggested reading 3 different art books that I suggested in my articles. I'm Jim Blassingham. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.